Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of us, at one time or another, have had an interest in our family history, what our roots are and how they have helped make us who we are today. Our next guest says documenting and sharing your family history can also help you understand your finances and your relationship with money. Bethany Griffith is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. Bethany, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Now, let's first of all get into why this particular topic showed up on your radar. Is this something that you've recently had personal experience with?
Yeah, Mike, I'm not surprised to hear you ask that question because it's a little bit of an unusual topic for a financial advisor to bring to the table, I imagine. But what we have seen is as our clients age and as families disperse geographically, we had more and more people coming to us and saying, you know, I really want a way to connect my family or to remember the stories and the background of where we came from. And specifically in the work I do, I work with a lot of families with businesses, and I want to make sure the next generation knows the story of why we started this business. So that's why it came on our radar and why I've been learning more and more about this recently.
All right. And so walk us through then how you help a person connect their family history with their finances.
So when you think about a family history, you know, that's simply kind of a family story, and that looks different for everyone. Maybe it's the story of how the business started and grew or fell on hard times and then recovered. For another family, it may be a story of immigrating to America, or it starts with a great love story of how their grandparents met. And what we've learned is that from research, knowing that learning your family history, knowing the background, and specifically hearing stories of your family navigating difficult situations or tough times and then coming out on the other side strengthens not only the family unit and the cohesiveness within the unit, but actually individual resiliency. You know, this is kind of a way just to understand someone, because what the money scripts are telling you is how your observations, things from your childhood are impacting and have morphed into your philosophy on money today.
All right. Well, walk us through some sample questions on this topic that somebody who is putting their family history together may be wanting to ask themselves, or maybe if the kids are going to the parents or the grandparents and asking them, what are some good questions to start the process?
Examples might be, what is your earliest memory of money? Did your family talk about money? If they did, what were those conversations like? One that's really always interesting to hear the answer to is, what were your impressions of your family's wealth or your family's status? And in reflection, as an adult, you know, how accurate was that impression? What were the messages, direct or indirect, you heard from your mother or your father? Those are some of the questions I like to ask, but of course, this is a bit of a user's journey, so you can morph those to whatever you think would be interesting.
And do you have a specific platform or way that you recommend that families document this information?
There's tons of resources out there. A lot of people may be familiar with StoryCorps, which has a great app that allows you to record stories. They also have prompts that you can use, and you have the option to archive these stories and include them in the Library of Congress. If that feels out of your realm or too public or it's something you're not interested in, I think almost everyone walks around with a smartphone in their pocket that has some sort of recording app, or you can just quick record a video or an audio. Some people might even prefer a written narrative, although we have found it can be really powerful to do the video recording because you're being able to document that person telling their story, which is a unique experience and can be especially powerful if it's going to be handed down to future generations to see, you know, granddad or great-grandma passing down their story personally.
Well, Bethany, are there some resources that you could recommend to our listeners if they wanted to explore this topic further?
Sure. So as I mentioned, the StoryCorps is actually an app you can download on your phone. And it's really easy and fun to use. The Center for Oral History Research at the University of California, LA, so UCLA, has a great document that has just tons of questions in different categories that might be a prompt to help you prepare for one of these conversations. And if you are a reader, the book Secrets of Happy Families by Bruce Feilers has a lot of conversation on many topics, but they specifically talk about sharing family stories and the importance of documenting those conversations for current generation and the generations to come.
Bethany, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Bethany Griffith is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.